Most students will agree that winter quarter in Evanston is hard. Temperatures consistently range below 30 degrees Fahrenheit and often into the teens. But in San Francisco, the average high temperature in January is nearly 30 degrees higher than in Evanston. That's why, in addition to the academic opportunities, San Francisco attracts undergraduate students each winter quarter for the Bay Area Immersion Program. This one-quarter program merges technology and media in an alternative to a cold, regular quarter on campus.
It was pretty good.
That's May Herrieta, a Medill junior who went on the Bay Area Immersion Program in winter of 2022. But other than the name, this story has nothing to do with the program. It does, however, have everything to do with finding love. The word bay, spelled B-A-E, not B-A-Y, gained national recognition, primarily for the first time by non-black people, around 2014. But the term, like many words identified as slang, originated several years earlier, particularly in the dialects of southern black communities, as a shortened form of the word babe. In fact, much of the language viewed as slang, like bestie, extra, woke, and slay, originated with the dialect of black femmes and African-American vernacular English. While much of white America may have only started to become familiar with the term in the 2010s, its documented origins were years earlier. In addition, bae was, and has been, often misattributed to a general youth or the internet. While social media has made terms circulate to unimaginable scopes, words that originated as a part of dialects, including bae, are often divorced from their queer black origins, as seen with bae being mistakenly thought to be an acronym for before anyone else. In a study published in 1997, psychologist Arthur Aaron and other researchers determined a methodology for fostering intimacy between strangers in experimental studies. The answer? 36 questions to fall in love. The process? Ask a stranger these 36 questions, followed by 4 minutes of direct eye contact. The result? The Bay Area Immersion Project. I sent out a message to our Slack at 5 p.m. on Monday. Okay, so who has single friends I can set up for the special broadcast? At 5:57 p.m., arts and entertainment editor Maria Camagno.
I have convinced my roommate.
And it so turns out that I too had convinced my roommate. So with that, meet your blind date contestants.
Hi, my name is Natalia. I'm 20, and I'm looking for my Wildcat connection.
Hey. I'm Sawyer Sad. I go by he, him, his pronouns, and I'm looking for love.
Now, when I say blind date, I mean no seeing each other whatsoever. Not beforehand, not when they walk in, and not during the date, until the last 4 minutes of direct eye contact. I wanted to see if these scientifically studied questions could truly lead to love without taking into account physical appearance. But at the end of the day, I didn't want to give them nothing, so I plugged in fairy lights and poured some non-alcoholic sparkling cider into glittery plastic flutes donated from the remnants of a 21st birthday party. I should, however, mention that this was still taking place inside executive producer Sarah's basement. I had hoped the Ratatouille soundtrack I was playing would transport them to Paris in their minds.
It's a basement in here for sure. There's some cool paintings on the walls.
With a sheet hanging on a water pipe over a pong table to block their view, our contestants sat down, for now, as strangers, but hopefully also as soon-to-be lovers. Natalia arrived, and Maria and I guided her down to the date, anticipating that sparks could be flying at any moment.
This is exciting.
Yeah, I feel like I've never done this before, and I will never do this again.
What?
No, like, in the sense that I feel like this opportunity will never present itself again.
I don't know. I feel like the people I'm surrounded by do things like this a lot. And by the people I'm surrounded by, I think I mean Helen.
Yeah. Marie is the same.
Okay, cool. How do you feel about names? Should we say names? Should we keep it a secret?
I don't know. How do you feel?
I'm wondering if we've ever met before, because I feel like there's a big possibility that we... Wait, what? Am I allowed to ask, like, what year you...
Yeah, I'm a junior.
Me too.
Okay. I asked Maria, I was like, do I know him? And she was like, I don't think so.
Okay. We'll keep it a secret.
Okay, sounds good. We'll say our names either before or after we stare into each other's eyes.
Performance. Yeah. Performance. No more, no less.
Okay. Should we get started with these questions?
Yeah. Would you like to be famous in what way?
I feel like I wouldn't like to be famous. I don't know, I feel like there's so much pressure that comes with it, and looking at celebrities, they have to have a professional, public persona and then a private persona, and it just seems so exhausting.
I was watching this TikTok earlier this morning, or maybe it was something on Instagram, of the Johnny Depp trial thing that's going on, Amber, and somebody was literally getting a wristband to go see the trial, and she was treating it like it was a concert, and I was like, this is a trial about abuse. That's gotta be so, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a horrible thing about being famous. You're on trial for this thing. It's really traumatizing, and people are treating it like it's some roller coaster.
Yeah. Would you like to be famous?
I don't think famous. I wouldn't want to be celebrity famous. Mm-hmm. I think it would be nice. I like to make art, and if my art got recognition and I had I had stuff in a gallery sort of on a smaller scale, I think that would be fun. But I don't think I would want something where I have fans or, I don't want to have something where I have to make my private life private on purpose, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I don't know. Some of these are either really deep or really...
I think they're supposed to go from least deep to most deep.
But one of them, number seven.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Is that you asking number seven?
No. I mean, unless you really do know.
I mean, I feel like everyone has a secret hunch, right? I have, question being, do you have a secret hunch about how you will die? Mm-hmm. I feel like most likely I'm just gonna do something really stupid that's gonna result in my death. I'm gonna slip and fall and then just die. I don't know. Or I'll be rock climbing and I'll just fall or something.
Do you go rock climbing a lot?
No. Which is why I think I would fall and die, because I would go I would go rock climbing one time, because I would be try everything once, right?
Yeah.
And then in that one time I think I would die.
I don't know if I have a hunch of how I would die. I would like to die peacefully in my sleep, but when I'm old.
You can manifest that into a hunch, right? You can just be if you want to die peacefully in a home, maybe that's just your hunch.
Okay, this is me manifesting that I die peacefully in a home.
If you knew that in 1 year you would die suddenly, would you change anything about the way you are now living and why?
If I knew I only had a year, I don't think I would stay in school.
Yeah.
It just means I don't, what's the point? I think I would definitely try to travel and spend time with my friends and family. Just because I feel like that's where I got the most joy from. Or just I don't know, I feel I don't know if I would I value experiences more than in objects, if that makes sense. And so I would definitely try to have as many experiences that I enjoy, or just I also having days where I don't do anything and just kind of and by myself. So I would also try to have those.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's what I would try to do. I don't know. What would you do?
I don't know. That was such a nice heartfelt answer. I feel my answer was not going to be nearly as heartfelt. I was gonna say I was gonna stop I was gonna stop stopping myself from doing things. Mm-hmm. I feel I get very nervous about, what if I make something but it's not good enough, so then that thought is what prevents me from starting something. And I would probably stop doing that to myself, and I would just start doing all of those things that I have floating around in my mind. Mm-hmm. Even though I don't know how much stuff I would actually do. For the record, I would also love to spend time with family and friends. I feel that would also be good. That would also be fun.
Don't talk to anyone. I would never like had thought, like I would never thought of asking these questions.
They're good questions though.
Yeah.
Share with your partner an embarrassing moment in your life. Sorry to ask you the question.
Let me think. I guess like in high school, I like, so I was in band in high school and I played the oboe.
Awesome.
Yeah. I played the oboe.
That's sick.
And then I played the saxophone in marching band. But in high school, like, so going back to the public high school, we did not have enough funding to buy the copyrights for our fall play. So the director wrote one.
Oh.
That's bad. It was like Henry the Eighth, like Star Wars themed.
No.
So,
no.
And so I was, they like asked a bunch of like people in band to be in the Cantina band.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so I was in the Cantina band, but they made us wear like alien masks, like bright green, like alien mask, and we had to like cut a hole so we could like play our instruments.
Whoa. Okay.
So so yeah, that was, it was just, there's like pictures out there somewhere probably of me wearing this playing my oboe.
That's awesome.
But yeah, that's probably like one of my embarrassing moments.
That was a flex. That's not, it's embarrassing. Not. That's so cool.
These are all about dying.
I can't believe it gives you a hypothetical about your house catching on fire.
Or if everyone in your family died, which one would be the worst?
Like, that's horrible. Okay. I can't answer that one. What if my parents listen to this? What if anyone in my family listens to this?
Yeah, no, we won't be answering that one.
We won't.
Also, am I allowed to ask your name now?
Yeah, right. I'm Natalia.
Natalia, okay.
What's your name?
It sounds kind of familiar, I'll be honest. I feel like my name is complicated. I go by Sad, but my first name is Sawyer.
I feel like we've taken a class together.
Did you take Latino studies
freshman year?
I definitely did. With
John Marquez.
Yes, with John Marquez, yeah.
Maria said, no, don't wait for us, start. She just said, should we walk in? Or do you guys want to let us know when you're done?
Okay,
let's,
yeah.
Let them know.
Sorry, Lily,
Helen sweatsheets.
So good to see you.
Hi.
So okay. Good to see you.
Should I set the time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Florence is a lot.
I know. Are we still?
Do we have to
for what? For when we want to leave?
I don't know.
Okay.
And just like that, the date was already over.
Would you say you're in love?
I would say we're in love.
Would you say you're in love?
Yeah. Okay.
So it worked?
Score. Yeah, I would say like, I like proposed question 8. So.
Okay.
Awesome.
Propose?
I don't know if they said that just to make me feel better about my matchmaking abilities or not, but I do know that immersing them in a dark basement with nothing to do but stare at my pink floral sheets and answer these 36 questions for an hour and a half brought them closer. As lovers, I can't say. But hopefully, at least as friends. For WNUR News, I'm Helen Bradshaw.